From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 29th. Riley here. June 29th. The news in 10. Let's start at home. Let's get into it. First, from the Guardian World. Get your dirty hands off our kids. Fossil fuel industry's presence in schools and sports clubs sparks concern. Greens and David Pocock accuse industry of using programs and sponsorships to build social license, push for parliamentary inquiry, get our breaking news email, free app, or daily news podcast. The Greens and David Pocock have backed calls for a parliamentary inquiry into the alleged petro-grooming of children after an investigation exposed the extent of the fossil fuel sector's presence in schools, sports clubs, and other educational institutions. The Resources Minister, Madeleine King, has defended industry sponsorships of grassroots and elite sports and said it was fortunate so many company next. Second, from the Guardian World, man charged with DV murder after allegedly shooting Gold Coast mother who could light up any room. Mallory Jane Roberts, 23, found with gunshot wounds on Sunday evening with her partner arrested at the home, a woman who died from gunshot wounds in an alleged domestic violence murder, was a beautiful young mother who leaves behind a 2-year-old son. Emergency services were called to a home on Loder Street in the Gold Coast suburb of Bigarra Waters in Queensland about 8 p.m. on Sunday. Continue reading. Up next. Third, from Bloomberg Top, China tech ETF sees record inflow despite global chip sell-off. Chinese investors dumped a record sum into the communication devices ETF on Friday, even as the worldwide semiconductor market kept sliding. The fund, which tracks the country's hardware makers, saw fresh money that dwarfed any recent inflows, underscoring how domestic demand for those stocks stays surprisingly robust. That surge came despite the broader chip sell-off, hinting that Chinese buyers still see value in the companies that build the phones, routers, and other devices that keep the digital world humming. It also suggests a confidence boost for the local supply chain, which could help lift related shares even as the global market stays nervous. In short, the influx signals a homegrown appetite for hardware that's holding steady, offering a quiet counterpoint to the turbulence elsewhere in the tech sector. And then, fourth, from Bloomberg Top, Anthropic's Mythos 5, cleared by U.S. for wider use. Anthropic PBC won U.S. approval to restore some access to its powerful Mythos 5 artificial intelligence model after resolving concerns from Donald Trump's administration about the technology's potential threats to national security. Bloomberg's Neil Kampling reports. Next. Fifth, from Bloomberg Top, South Korea unveils plan to sustain lead in AI. South Korea unveiled an ambitious plan aimed at cementing its status as a technological powerhouse, with companies led by Samsung Electronics Co. and SK Hynix Inc., initiating large-scale investments in memory chips, data centers, and robotics. Samsung and SK Hynix leaders sat next to President Lee Jae-myung at a briefing and are expected to give more details of their future investment plans. Bloomberg's Kat Barton reports from Seoul. Up next. Sixth, from Bloomberg Top, UK's Burnham set to pledge major devolution in speech. Andy Burnham will pledge the biggest devolution of power in England in modern times in his first major speech since confirming his intention to succeed Keir Starmer as Prime Minister. Bloomberg Opinion's Rosa Prince has a preview of the speech. Her views are her own. And then, seventh, from the Hindu Top, warm morning in Delhi continues with minimum at 31.1 degrees Celsius. The IMD has forecast the maximum temperature to settle around 41 degrees Celsius during the day. Thunderstorms accompanied by rain are likely at isolated places, offering some relief from the prevailing heat next. Eighth, from the Hindu Top. Why was Trump's H-1 billion fee struck down? The H-1 billion program lets U.S. employers bring in foreign workers for specialty jobs, mainly in tech and engineering. In 2020, the administration added a $100,000 fee on companies filing for new H-1 billion visas, saying it would fund a new wage verification system and deter abuse of the program. Employers were told the charge would shift costs to larger firms, protecting smaller businesses and state budgets from what officials called wage theft. Critics argued the fee was far beyond what the law allowed, essentially a punitive surcharge rather than a user fee. When the case reached the courts, judges looked at the statute's language and the Treasury's authority to levy taxes, not penalties. They concluded the fee functioned like a tax, collected broadly, earmarked for a government program, and not tied to any specific violation, so it had to be imposed through Congress, not an executive order. Because the administration lacked that legislative backing, the fee was struck down as unlawful. Up next, ninth, from the Hindu top. Heavy overnight showers drench Mumbai suburbs, over 100 millimeter rain recorded in several areas. The city's automatic weather stations logged the heaviest overnight downpour in the eastern suburbs, with Maharashtra Nagar School in Mankhurd topping the list at 123.4 millimeters, and Paspali Municipal School in Powai close behind at 122 millimeter. Those figures came in just after the rain eased, confirming a sharp spike compared with the usual monsoon averages. Across the wider Mumbai area, several neighborhoods reported over 100 millimeters, turning streets into temporary rivers and prompting a brief surge in traffic delays. Residents are now watching the forecasts, hoping the next wave eases before the weekend. And then, 10th, from the Hindu top. Pakistan says carried out strikes along Afghanistan border, 29 militants killed. The strikes against the hideouts and safe havens of terrorists came in after a paramilitary Rangers headquarters in Karachi on Saturday, June 27, 2026, was attacked by militants. Information Minister Atta Tarar said, "That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow." What to watch is in your subscribe link.